All right, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line. By the way, got a promotion here the last time since we've talked with him. Jeff Anderson of the Minnesota Vikings joining us, the Executive Director of Communications. Congrats on the new gig there, Mr. Anderson.
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. It sounds like a rich promotion, right? That comes with one of those Clark Griswold Christmas bonuses.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but no, I'm just, as you guys know, it's nice to have the stability and to be valued by the organization. So I'll take it.
So what was it like this morning watching the official groundbreaking for the $1 billion Viking Stadium?
It was a monumental day, you know, for the state of Minnesota, the Vikings, for our fans. The snow, the rain, sleet combination held off, you know, long enough for us to turn the shovels outside. And, you know, really so much hard work has gone into this project by so many people. When you go all the way back to the legislative days and Senator Rosen and Maury Lanning and Governor Dayton and all the legislators that helped push this through, the city council, and then over the last year and a half to design this facility with HKS and with Mortenson Construction, you know, to be able to get to this point where shovels are in the ground is incredibly exciting.
Where exactly did they break ground, Jeff, where the Metrodome is at? Where is this thing starting?
We broke ground on the east parking lot, so the players and staff parking lot on game day. So we're going to start construction as close to 11th Avenue south. That's the far east side of the site.
Okay.
And then build west towards the Metrodome. So, you know, the Metrodome will come down, you know, after this season, early in January, but it will be a slow process. And, you know, there's actually an animation video that shows the Metrodome coming down as the new stadium is being built. So there won't be a big explosion, which I know will disappoint a lot of people. But no, it was an exciting day to get the process started.
You know, I know this has kind of been a surreal time for all the work that you and Lester and everybody with the organization has put in. But I'm probably in the minority that the Metrodome is where I grew up. And I remember a lot of fond memories in the Metrodome. How about,
I think that was your first beer, two tubs.
Well, you know, outside of Valhalla and Lake Benton, yes. But how about for people in the organization? Is it going to be bittersweet for people like you that have, you know, you so used to going to the Metrodome?
Absolutely. You know, we actually just got off the phone a little bit ago. We had an internal call. We're starting to take inventory of items at the Dome. You know, what can be salvaged from a functional standpoint, from a memorabilia standpoint, and you know, we're just talking about, is there anything we can do for our fans that may want a piece of that stadium? And there's certainly an element of folks that will, and even some staff here. You know, yes, Metrodome had its challenges, but it certainly served its purpose and created a lot of great memories. You know, I've been with the team now, this is 11 seasons, and So 11 seasons of the Dome, it definitely will be bittersweet, and that's why we want to make that last game kind of a celebration and have a little post-game ceremony to kind of send our fans out the right way.
I know, Jeff, there's been some bidding going on. People have been able to buy some of the, you know, the baggy and some
little,
of the pitching
pieces,
mounds
pieces
and things
of
like that.
Memory.
What about the seats? Have they decided how they're going to handle all the seats?
Well, yeah, that's the conversation we're having right now. The seats, they don't have a back, you know, they're bolted into cement and they're connected by entire rows. So kind of creates some challenges, but you know, we're going to take a look on Thursday, to, you know, walk through the facility and see if there's something we can do. Maybe even just the seat backs, that people would like to have. You know, hopefully, we'll be able to come up with something so fans can have an opportunity to get their hands on some of those items.
So Tubbs should keep his, Tubbs should keep his sawzall at home when he comes to the Detroit game. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We're gonna have that conversation as we get closer to that game and remind our fans that we want it to be a celebration, but there will be a no tolerance policy in terms of taking items out of stadium.
Did you hear that, Tubbs?
I was so happy when I was broadcasting Gopher baseball up there, and I was doing the prep bowl, that they've got the broadcast booths. And you know about this, Jeff, where the broadcast booths, it's like everybody signs their name up there. My name's actually one of them up there. Boom. So at least I can,
there you go.
I can keep
nobody
keep
wants
that
one, I can tell you that.
So is there a, so what does this do? How about once this thing is up in 2016, Super Bowl, is that almost a slam dunk with this new stadium in the first couple of years?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, we've been named a finalist for the 2018 Super Bowl 52, down to Indianapolis, New Orleans, and Minnesota. And so we've put together a committee here with some local leaders and Meet Minneapolis, the Convention and Visitors Bureau folks, and going to make a strong push in 2014 with the NFL to get that game here. I certainly think if we don't get it in 2018, it's just a matter of time, maybe 2019 or 2020. But we think we will get the Super Bowl. We also think the Stadium Authority will be able to bring an NCAA Final Four back here in the near term. They're a finalist for 2017. They're working on that, and we're talking to BCS for a championship as well. So a lot of exciting events that we hope to bring back to this market that haven't been here in quite some time.
Can I put my hat in the ring for a WrestleMania too? Just saying.
Hey, oh, brother.
I'm just saying.
As many events as we can get in that stadium year-round, that's the goal. So.
$100 million to the Twin Cities, and I'll come up and spend some money for WrestleMania.
I know you would. He's Jeff Anderson, Executive Director of Communications for the Minnesota Vikings here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Jeff, what is the prognosis now going to the Gopher Stadium, TCF Bank? Not as many tickets available there as the Metrodome. Has that all that been finalized yet?
No, we're in the process with the university on finalizing some of those logistical issues, some of the stadium improvements and the modifications. Hope to reach a resolution on those items here in the next few weeks. We've been working on it for some time, and then begin the process of making those improvements in the spring 2014. We've also just reached out to our season ticket owners just to let them know, hey, the TCF plans are coming. We haven't forgotten about you. We're just trying to finalize them now. And so shortly after the new year, we will be touching base with our season ticket owners about renewing their seats at TCF. And certainly we know we have some challenges when you go from 64,000 seats to roughly 50,000. We're looking at putting in another 1,800 to 2,000 seats. So get us up to that, you know, that 52,000 mark, hopefully, but which is roughly about how many season ticket owners we have. So we know there's going to be some challenges, but we're excited about, you know, it's going to be something new, a great experience for 2 years to have outdoor football, and then on the backside to walk into a brand new facility in 2016 is certainly exciting.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the time. Congratulations. You guys have worked really hard on this. Congratulations to you guys, and we wish you the best, and we'll see you again real soon.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Always enjoy catching up.
You bet.
All right. See you, Jeff.
Jeff Anderson, Executive Director of Communications for the Minnesota Vikings.